This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Praise the Lord. So, Pastor has declared a season, and I have been saying it since Wednesday. I said, when a prophetic word is announced, what you should do is to fight prophetically to come into that zone. When God has released a word, you must wage a warfare with a word that has been spoken, because it was not only you that heard the word. The enemy heard that word too. God heard that word. The elements of nature, everything about you has heard the prophetic word. What you do with the prophetic word is up to you. If God, through his man servant, has declared that the wait is over, there is no force from hell that can stop that word. So, in the first service, we spoke to the singles, but we were all blessed by it, because there is a single face in our lives, space in our lives, that can use improvement. Am I making sense? So don't throw that word away. Don't say, oh no, that's for the single. The same way I'm going to beg you now, don't say, oh God, she's speaking to the married. You are getting married. So for me, it's like you are being given the question before the answer. You are being given the answer before the question came. So you have no reason to fail. Expo, you have no reason to fail. Many of the things we know now, down 24 years, if people had told us before we got in there, we won't have had certain challenges. So this is the grace of God this Sunday morning, teaching you how to take your relationship life to the next level. I'm going to start with Ecclesiastes 4. Ecclesiastes 4 from verse 9. Ecclesiastes 4. It took me so long to sound that word. How about you? Some of you still have not figured it out. See the way I'm saying it confidently. Ecclesiastes. It took me a long time. 4, 9 and 10. This is God's word. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. Go on, sir. If they fall, one will pull up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Continue. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Even if you don't hear any other thing, just let this word minister something to you. You were not designed to be alone. You were not designed to be by yourself. Oh, no, that's how I am. It's a lie. You may not be an extrovert like some of us. You may be an introvert, but you were not designed by God to be alone. In this verse of scripture, I see that God made provision for every phase of life. Don't think this scripture was talking about marriage. Don't think so. He was talking about life. That's why he said, when he falls, a companion. Yes, we can apply it to marriage, but it was not tailor-made for marriage alone. It was made for life. Time will fail me to go back to that story we shared on Wednesday, Mark 2. That man that was sick, paralyzed. And we shared that four friends came to the aid of a man who was paralyzed. And when they carried him, they did not stop at the door. Truth be told, if they had stopped at the door, we would have said they tried. But my trip is, how did four men leave everything? They left business, they left family, they left ministry, they left everything to carry one man. How did this one man deserve it? Human beings are selfish by nature. How did this man deserve it? Then they carried him and brought him to the door. I tell you the truth, that's where that ministry would have finished. But they didn't stop there. Until they removed the roof and incurred liability on behalf of their friend. I put it to you, this guy had invested in that relationship. Not only in one, but in all four. Maybe when somebody lost their father, he traveled all the way to the village and they said, your village is too far. Ah, he marked it down. Guys, who are you indebted to? Who are you indebted to? We need to get over this trinity of me, myself, and I. The Bible says when he falls, that is to say, in the journey of life, falling is part of it. It's inevitable. One day you are going to need a companion. Who can you call at 12 in the midnight? Confidently say, no, when she sees my car, she will pick it. Who? If you don't have this, and all you have is money, you are truly poor. If all you have is money, you are truly poor. Money cannot gather feet and walk into an hospital room, sir. It's a human being that will do that one. Okay, so in what human being have you invested so much? We are living in the days that people are hiring best man. Many of you have deleted the contact of your secondary. Many people have deleted the contact of their destiny helpers. You too vex. You too they vex. You are losing life with this your vex. That's what I mean. Not me so. He said when a gang outpower him, that means God saw that there can be spiritual warfare. Where you're unable. This guy was unable to help himself. He never knew what's going to happen. But it happened. Thank God he had invested. Thank God he had worked on four friends. I call it the tale of the four friends. Who are your four friends? Please tell me. As rich as you are, as blessed as you are, who can look you in the face and chastise you? Who can your wife report you to? Who can your husband report you to? Who can stop you in the track? I tell every single that bothers to listen. A guy that is not under authority is not to be married. That's a loose canon. Seeking whom he may devour. Should it be you? A guy without a pastor is an endangered species. Nobody to take to him. I say, I'm going to get pastor to call you. I say, run. It's a red flag. There is no, you're a woman. You are throwing tantrum and your husband will say no problem. Insult me all you want. I'm going to call your auntie. And he does not stop. Okay, so I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Don't call my auntie. There's no such authority in your entire life. You are an endangerment. You are an endangerment. So in this season of relationship, repackage your life. Submit yourself to mentorship. The Bible says in Titus 2, let the older women teach the younger women. Teach them how to love their husbands. Teach them how to train their children. These things don't come from heaven. They are learned. Who is your teacher? Who is your tutor? Who are you honoring? There are secrets in life. And if you don't deserve it, nobody will share the secret of life with you. They'll be running to and fro. Say, I'm praying. Ha! No. After praying, you get up and do. And if you don't know what to do, it's dangerous. That came for free. So, let me zoom into our marriages. Please don't disconnect. Saying I'm not married, like I said, is expo. Please hear me. The age of a marriage does not determine the healthiness of it. So you can tell us, I've been married for 35 years. Can we subject that 35 years to some test? You see, many of them are 35 days. The age of a marriage does not mean that it's healthy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord is speaking some things to my heart. We are going to pray in a minute. But let's just listen to this. A relationship is a living organism. It can live. A relationship is a living organism. So what I'm trying to say is that as you look at Pastor T and Auntie Dio, there are two individuals, right? But what I'm trying to say to you is that there is a living organism between the two of them that is not real to the human eyes. But that relationship that you cannot see must be fed. It can grow. It's like a pot of flour. Pot of flowers just don't grow because you wished so. Pot of flowers grow because you put it to every element that makes it grow. Like sun, like water, like photosynthesis. You know what I mean, don't you? It does not grow just because you wish. Or a little baby that was presented to us this morning. That baby does not grow because you are decreeing and declare, decree and declare, grow, grow, grow. No! You give that baby milk. Is that not so? That's how your relationship needs quality things that can help it grow. A relationship is a living organism. Service relationships. Service relationships. I said at the beginning of the first service, I said, stop asking people to call you. Who are you calling? There's no love in that church. Nobody celebrated my birthday. Whose did you celebrate? To praise ordinary like. We are selfish as a people. You are seen through room publicity on social media. Are you ordinary like? At no cost, you won't press like. And you are angry. Nobody is liking me. Who do you like? Praise the Lord. Life. Your relationships are meant to represent the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Your relationships are meant to represent the kingdom of God. One thing I miss about our lives in Abuja was how we all began. Pastor, do you remember? We were a tribe of unbroken lovebirds. Everybody, anybody can call anybody out. Don't tell us that you're a pastor. Everybody is a pastor. Yeah, don't behave anyhow. You can't be shouting at your wife like that. The men will take the man up that you won't need to talk. And if you have a wife that is behaving badly, you don't need to do anything. Just call one of us to quarrel. And I was among the youngest one. That's why I'm well groomed. All my aunties, they are my aunties. What will enter my head, Auntie Diana, because she is my auntie. An iroko tree does not grow so tall that you can't bend for your owner. Guys, there are so many things we have forgotten and we are lost. It's affecting us. We're a tribe. Everybody could call everybody out. And everybody, nobody said what he had was his own. And there was no shaming. If you didn't have, I remember the day I was having Jemima in the hospital. Everybody was there. Everybody put in their own. Everybody put in their own because it was not due date. I just went to the hospital and they nabbed me. They said, preeclampsia, sit down there. You're having that baby today. We were not ready. But everybody came around. Guys, who comes around you? Who comes around you? In the day of trouble, who is lifting you up? Let me tell you one truth. I noticed that Ephesians 5 came before Ephesians 6. So by the law of first mention, if you can organize your life very well, using the Ephesians 5 principle, husband love your wife, wife honor your husband, you will not need to do too much spiritual warfare. So the reason why you're investing in spiritual warfare, maybe you have not organized spiritual Ephesians 5. Why don't you use this season to organize Ephesians 5 so that Ephesians 6 can reduce more? I'm not saying we will not war, but two are better. He says one will put to flight 1,000, but two will put to flight 10,000. That is not mathematically spiritual. When you have people, did you hear what Victoria sang? She said, I get God the Father, I get God the Son, I get God the Spirit. All of them three, one, I get back. There is a way God can surround your life where we say you get back. There are human beings that can surround you that heaven will respect it. Look at Ruth now. Godless girl. But she latched on Naomi, a broken woman. Can you imagine what Naomi may have gone through? She went through loss of husband and children. She was a bitter woman. So that bitterness featured every day. But Ruth stayed. Abuse me all you want, but there's something about you. And I'm not going to let you go. The minute one pastor abuses you, you are wearing a scanty dress. There's no love in that church. Don't let me even abuse you this morning. There's no love in that. There's no love. They didn't tell me in a way, good way. Is there a good way to tell me that you did not look at the mirror before you left home? The enemy is fighting the marriage. The enemy is fighting family. The enemy is on a rampage, bringing division, bringing contention. We have to rise as an army to fight that enemy back. And as pastor has declared it, that the wait is over. And then my brother that came to share the word said, it's a new season and a new day because God is doing a new thing. I want you in the few minutes that we have to determine to make your marriage story one of the best love stories ever told by addressing these few indices that I'm going to share with you. How do I measure a healthy marriage? How do I measure a marriage that is doing well? Not because you are telling me it's 25 years, it's 35 years. It can be 1 year. How do we know when a marriage is doing well? Number one, acceptance. A relationship where there is acceptance is a healthy marriage. Where I give you the right to be you. I give you the right, unconditional acceptance. Unconditional acceptance to be yourself. Accept you the way God has created you. I'm not saying we won't alter, but I tell you, accept me first before you try to change me. I remember one toaster that I had when we were all still trusting the Lord. The guy will not let me rest. Knock on our gate by day and by night. One day I decided to give him more days. Let it not be as if one is wasting season. And then I came. He said, I like you. No, he didn't even start from there. He said, there's nothing I've ever asked God for that he didn't give me. He said, I've asked God for you and he has told me you are mine. I said, dear Luke. He said, I like you very much, but the only problem I have with you is this trouser you are wearing. I said, you don't even know me. You already complained. Go and meet the people that don't wear trousers and leave me alone. So I told him I'll be the first thing you ask God for that he won't give you. Acceptance. If you're going to be happy in this marriage, please learn acceptance. We try too hard to change human beings. We try too hard to remake. You don't know that we come in a mold. We were molded by God. Yes, we will alter, we will change. But there are some things we call core. They have the core. It's like trying to make me talk less. Even me, I tried, it didn't work. Too many people in my journey of life have tried to stop me from talking. Until God said, don't mind them. This talking will feed you. Just don't talk nonsense. Be talking. Don't talk nonsense. Just be talking. What if I allowed myself to be pressured? Can you imagine somebody trying to create another mold for my anti-diet? Authentic, authentico. We are just like that. No apologies. So just go to your type and leave us alone. Praise the Lord. There are just the way God has made you. The law of acceptance. I noticed that Rebecca and Isaac did not even know themselves. Yet they had almost one amazing marriage because of this law of acceptance. Adam and Eve, they didn't know themselves from anywhere. But God must have taught them this law of acceptance. And it worked for them. Can you accept me? Can you accept your spouse? Accept your husband. Please accept your wife. You are not the 10th girlfriend that they had. If 9 could not do it, why are you assuring yourself you are the miracle worker? The mother that gave birth to this guy could not change this particular thing about. Why are you forcing over something you don't have control over? Accept him. Accept her. She snores. We snore. We snore. Get earplugs. Get no. Do whatever you got to do. You just look away from my. Look, it's called the 7/10 principle. If I'm getting 7 right and I'm missing 3, look away from the 3 and deal with my 7 and let it give you joy. Hallelujah. Acceptance. Acceptance. Praise the Lord. Accept your spouse. Accept him. When you accept your spouse, you honor them for their uniqueness. Acceptance, it brings respect. Time is moving fast. Don't know how we'll do this one, but we'll try. Number 2 thing that I see that highly successful couple do is to communicate. Communication. You know when communication is complete? When there has been a speaking, when there's been a listening, and a negotiation. Did you hear what I said? When there has been what? Oh, wake up now. When there has been what? And a what? And a what? That's when communication is complete. Now you know that in many marriages there is no communication. The lady will say, when I was doing like this, didn't you know what I was saying? They thought mosquito was biting you. What does this mean?
The guy said, when I came in, I was running and banging the doors. I thought he would understand. No.
We thought you were hungry. Adults don't throw tantrums. Adults talk. If you want a better marriage, communicate. And speak. Speak. And while this spouse is speaking, would you please listen? Many of us don't know how to listen. And that's why there is no negotiation. We are deliberately communicating. I'd say to my ladies, men don't read minds, they read newspaper. So when you are doing drama, he does not know what you're saying. And you, many ladies can go on 2-3 days, you are not talking, and say, no, I'm giving him showdown. You are not. You are simply not talking. And if you don't like what that is producing, start talking. Communicate. Healthy couples don't talk at each other, they talk with each other. I say to people that the reason why communication is difficult in relationships is that we wait until we are angry before we talk. So many of us have negative energy, but we don't have positive energy. No matter how much that lady had been cooking this food, it is nice, it is nice, it is nice. It's the day she put too much salt, you begin to call her the salt of the earth. That's the day you remember she's the salt of the earth. Ah, do you want to kill me, Mrs. Lot? Ah, you want to turn me to a pillar of salt? No, you should have communicated gratitude when she got it right. But many of us have negative energy. Communication is the ability to speak your mind. It's only babes that shout. And God did not say that findeth a babe finds a good thing. I said in the first service, there's so many things we've imported from the world that we must expunge. In that case, they shout at their spouses and they launch slap. That's so ungodly. Why would you slap your spouse? And it, you know what, ma? It's women that are slapping for us now. Oh, too much Nollywood. You know the way, it's true, ma. Nollywood movies. You any little thing, the woman will slap the man. And a lot of ladies are replicating that. It's ungodly. Your husband is a king. And you are a queen. If you have never understood the honor of a king, go and watch a medieval movie. And see the honor that is given a man. Whether you have money more than him, we don't really care. You saw him that way and you chose him to be your head. And the head he must be, honor him. We are in the days that God is removing crowns and wearing it. Vashti, be careful. Don't let God take off a crown and put it on an Esther who was deaf, who you did not even know was around. Be careful. Honor the man. A lot of ladies cannot talk unless they are shouting and doing all that, da, da, da. What's that? If you're still angry, don't have a communication. Don't have a conversation. Wait until your elements are okay and your honor is intact. That's how I shout. No, that's how you used to shout at your brothers. Don't shout now. If you cannot have the conversation, wait until you can. Let me show you what the scripture says. Show me Proverbs 12:18. Proverbs 12:18. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. There is a way to talk. If you want that marriage to be healthy, learn how to talk. When you shout, for the men in particular, when you are shouting at a man, have you noticed in these medieval movies I'm talking about, when they want to take the men out to war, they put them all together in a room with their sword and they begin to shout. Do you recognize what I'm saying? Hey, hey, hey. And all of them will begin to chant the chant of war. So when you come into your bedroom and you open the door and you begin to, hey, the man can't hear you. You are whining him for war. Stop shouting. Find your way to express your grief. Find your way. Don't forget that what you are building is the healthiness of your marriage, not how to tear it down. Change your style. The wait is over. You are moving to the next level of a beautiful marriage. Watch your tongue. Don't be that unwise woman whose words cut like a blade. Whose words cut? And my brother, no,
Don't cut her with your words. Don't cut her with your... A lot of men will say, no, me, I didn't say anything to her, but you have abandoned her. You have abandoned her. That's a communication. You have abandoned her. We only hear your voice when you want to state the negative. No, that's not communication. That's poor communication. Kings don't do that. The ministry of a husband is first a father. Do you abandon your children? Find your way. Call her near. When you are no longer angry, state them one after the other. If she's a wise woman, she would apologize. In marriage, we don't seek to win. I say it often. I said in marriages, there are no rights. There are only rights in the court of law. We don't have rights in marriage. Is my right? Is my right? Only in court. We don't have rights in marriage. We have love. We have honor. We have sacrifice. These are the currencies that we deal in marriage. So receive grace to stop shouting. Receive grace to start communicating. There was no type I did not have when I was growing in marriage. I'm still growing. I will write letter. And my husband is an academic somebody. So when I finish writing that letter, telling him in pieces and in details what he had done against me, my teacher, he will pick red biro, he will underline. He say, hey, a woman does not use this tone to talk to her husband. I say, there's a problem. If I talk to you, I came from Lagos, oh. They say, well, you know, you people from the just here, you people don't, yeah, take this letter that I've written is better. Don't let me do more than this. In Lagos, we don't even talk normal, we shout. So part of my humbling experience was to pen it down. And then after penning down, you run on the line again. But Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. So when you still see us in marriage, just know that we have been working very hard. And I cannot stand here and say that I'm all good, oh. No. Ah. When the ancestors come around, it's not good, oh. But the man of God will just hold himself and say, can't see, they are here. The ancestors are here. He will just gentle for me. So it's... Is that laughter? Praise the Lord. So it's give and take. But what are we committed to? Improving on our communication. No longer are we going to be using swords on one another. No longer will our words cut, but our words will build up in the name of Jesus. An healthy relationship is a teamwork. I'm going to run now. Teamwork. Healthy marriage is built on teamwork. They dream together. They plan together. They execute together. You must learn the art and the science of planning and executing together. Solo performance will not take a marriage so far. Stop being a solo actor. I know it's easier said than done, but truth of the matter is, one will put to flight 1,000, but two will put to flight 10,000. Bible says a house divided against itself cannot stand. And the Bible says the place of unity is the place of commanded blessing. That means what you are seeing in this marriage can be better if you come together. I learned a lot from the football. I first noticed that they put different graces together to form a team. And in one football, you find a keeper, midfielder, side kicker. I don't know what all those things are called, but you get my idea, don't you? But whenever they score, it's our goal. Our solo performance is costing us. It might take a bit of time before you get into it, but look at Auntie Dayo and Pastor. Oh, their personalities are so different. But have you seen the way they've synchronized it, that they become one? Pastor is the real, you know, many times I think about Pastor and I think of Mr. Lapidoth. Do you know Mr. Lapidoth in the Bible? Deborah's husband. We don't see the pillar holding up the bridge. You are seeing just the bridge, but there is a strong pillar holding that bridge. If that pillar lets go, the bridge is coming down. It was the one that pushed her out. She tells her story by herself. My husband pushed me out. I was at best a worship leader. At best a worship leader in my church. My pastor and my husband were the first to put the mic in my hand that there is more to you. Your marriage is not a competition. How can it be you sitting on the grace of your wife? You are sitting on your billions. If she has a poor work ethic, she has poor character, she's weak, she's shy, it's yours to work on, cultivate her. A marriage is a teamwork. God puts you together so that together you can hit the sky. Say, sit down there. I don't want the wife that will work. Boo that he. You're going to be shabu yede. Boo that he. Don't. A house divided against itself cannot stand. You should sit down together and plan tomorrow. Plan tomorrow. A football team is not made of similars. It's made of unique graces. But they come together, they embrace themselves, synergize. And when there is a goal for all. I think one of the reasons why we do empower one another is because of financial competition. Let me tell you, in a Christian marriage, those evil slogans, your money is your money, our money is our money, they are from hell. It's not scriptural. We brought nothing into this world. And surely we take nothing out of it. So when you keep saying your money is mine, then the person will not cooperate with you. If you are the one that God is helping with money, I know women that will sit on money and refuse to help. They say, you're believing God for the rent? Come, my husband, let's pray. There's nothing God cannot do. Let's pray. That's why the man is afraid to empower you. That's why. Bring that money out. Let's use it. I'm not endorsing bad behavior and I'm not endorsing laziness. But when you see that the man is trying and God is blessing you, cover him. When God said cover your spouse, he was not talking about a scarf. He said cover. Don't let us see shame. Every shameful thing we know about many spouses, it was their wives that told us. We are not in your house. But when you come, useless man and parents, are you the first? People are paying and they are keeping it together. Praying and pushing the man into his glory. While that is happening, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Like I said, I'm not endorsing bad behavior. Your husband is playing Nintendo all day long. Shout! His mates are driving Uber. And he's sitting down playing Nintendo. No. And don't tell me you are praying. There is a time for everything. When you are done praying, come up with a plan. She will join forces with you and push you out there. What pains women who are financially strong is a lazy man. Nothing frustrates more than a lazy man. But we've got to come together and have conversations. I trust the Lord that after this message, spouses will go out and have appraisal. Oh boy, how am I doing? Say, my dear, 0/10. Based on what that woman said today, 0/10. Don't ask me how me I'm doing. Me, I know now. 0/0. But let's work on this thing. You are 0. Me too, I'm 0. Let's work. And you see that love story will be among the best ever told. Ha! What has time, oh? Let me tell you another one. Just one more. Pastor, one more. Can I continue, sir? Pastor said we can continue. Hallelujah. What else makes a marriage healthy? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. When a man is faithful to his God, faithful to his spouse, faithful to the marriage, faithful to himself, then that marriage will be healthy. Time fails me, but write it down. Proverbs 6:23-29, where God began to say that a man who is adulterous, you are a piece of bread. If God says you are a piece of bread, I don't know. Faithfulness. Highly successful people are faithful. They are dependable and they are loyal. They focus on building that marriage. I can't promise you that all these scandalous girls will not continue. But can you make a covenant with your eyes? I can't promise you, because we're in the days that girls take their nude pictures and they send it to men. Many men that had fallen, they didn't go shopping. These evil geniuses bring gifts to their fall. I always beg, please, let the relationship between you and your spouse be so solid that when these tempters come, you can share with them. Do you know there is a way that you can trust me? It's not easy, I must say. It's not easy. But if you can trust me and I don't catch you, it will raise my honor for you. It's only when I go around snooping around your phone. And by the way, what are you looking for in those phones? Are you people always snooping? When I saw his phone, then I said, Stella called him, my dear. What were you looking for? You don't know that when you seek, you will find. It's true now. I carried his phone. And then his phone said, darling. What's darling? Everybody is a darling, really. are talking about faithfulness. Faithfulness is a spirit. You will come to me naked and I'll tell you, sweetheart, dress up. Because my objective will be to clothe the queen in you that you seem to have fallen off from. But when you are the one touching house girl, blood of Jesus. Lord have mercy. One of the things that highly successful couples do is to be faithful. Can you be trusted? As a husband, really, can you be trusted? If God decides to scan all our phones and put it on this screen, when God said, I know Abraham, we know what he was talking about. He said he will teach his children. But when God says to concerning you today, I know Benjamin. I know Benjamin. What does God know about you? Faithfulness. Loyalty. To stay focused. It's sad to admit that even women are no longer faithful. Those days there was dignity. On the stretch mark on your stomach now because you need contract. They will carry you to a shanty thing. 30,000 hotel. Then they will see your sagging breast and the stretch mark on your... What? Must you go first class? Must you carry Gucci? I say boldly, anything my God cannot give me, I don't need it. I'll not embarrass myself. Potiphar's wives are still chasing Joseph, so shamelessly. Married woman, a little boy that ought to honor you is calling you by name because they've seen that, seen it all. Oh no. Oh no. Become faithful. It's embarrassing to admit that adultery in this city has become unparalleled. And the men are not the one, it's the women. You sneaking like Nicodemus. You're sneaking all over the place. Because you need that contract. Heaven is recording it. So the Bible says all things lay there before him that we have to do with. The objective is not to judge you, but to help you know that that thing that you think you need to sneak to get, if you collaborate with your spouse, is already yours in Christ Jesus. It's like you don't like me again. What do highly successful couples do? They work on their intimacy. They work on their intimacy. They pursue one another. They don't wait for one to initiate. We're all adults here. There's nothing we are saying that is... Look, sex is such a big deal in a marriage. And one of the things killing marriages now is no sex. There are no babies here. If you are not married, please hear me. This is why God said don't have sex yet. Because a time will come that when they press that on, you will run under the bed. Oh God, he's here again. Sex is important too. And let me tell you, sex for a man is different from sex for a woman. 1 Corinthians 7 talks about it extensively. Why do you queue at the fuel station? Do you drink fuel? Do you drink fuel? So why do you queue at the fuel station? Talk to me now. Your car needs fuel. Good. You see, the way a car cannot function without fuel, that's how men cannot function without sex. Don't tell yourself that he's a holy man. The holier they are, the more they need it. Have you raptured? Abi, you are here. Even if you are 18 years old, hear me clearly. That's why nobody should talk sex with you until the right time. Because when you get married, I said, when I first got married, they told me that the way to a man's heart is his stomach. I will be in the kitchen. I will cut carrot. I will cut this one. Set this one. Set that one. My husband will just come, slice his two slices of bread and half cup of coffee and go and sit down and be... It will come from time to time. Only, are we expecting guests? I said, no. Then I will set the all manner before the man of God. And he will just move away. Maybe he will touch one and go and sit down. Then on one of such occasions that we had a ministry like this, and they said we should take ourselves out and go and do a prayer. I said, honey, how am I doing? He said, you are failing woefully. You are so failing. It's unbelievable. I said, more failing. He said, you spend too much time cooking. I don't like food. But they said to us, the way to a man's heart is his stomach. He said, which man? Which man are we talking about? Because I can't be the man they are talking about. The way to my own heart is not food. It is in the ministry of the, you know, this and that.
I say, wow, I didn't know. So I first abandoned that ministry of kitchen because it was not useful. And I thought about it. It's true. My husband does not eat. But my own husband, I don't know about your husband, my husband, if you give him 7 times a day, he will eat it 7 times a day. So I decided, don't waste time on the things that is not profitable. Move to ministry. Do you know that's how ministry was born for me? If I feed my husband onto overflowing, like a good baby, you burp him and you top up. Then you burp him and you top up. I can go to the moon. He's not looking for me. Why don't you go and look for what your husband is looking for? And stop wasting time on things that is not working. And you see, that's what I'm saying. Go out, take yourselves out and say, sweetheart, what are you looking for? Maybe I've been waiting. You think it's only spiritual. They taught you this one, Habakkuk. I read in the book of Zephaniah, in the book of Rebuniah. And the guy is like, I'm going to strangle you and this is your revelations. I need more. They want to touch you, you are dragging scarf. They want to touch you, you are tying rubber. You go to bed as if you are going to fight Echo Mok. You wear jeans, you wear t-shirt. You just look like there is a warfare going on. And the man is genuinely scared. What's wrong with her? If you want, see, I tell people, I'm not a neat wife. I'm not so neat. My husband can't see it. So when your husband is complaining, in fact, when I see men that I can take care of a traffic light, and you get out, I say, a woman has failed in her ministry. But there are some people that they will be singing. The way to go, he has been hurt. Walk on. As you're laughing, I hope you are receiving this ministry. Walk on intimacy. Oh, our time has finished. I know my pastor loves to keep some time. You need to be educated in intimacy. You need to be educated. A lot, you know, I say it fondly, but it's true. Do you know a lot of Christian men don't know how to have sex with their wives? The fact that you can impregnate does not mean you are good. Go and check the Arabian princes. It's a ministry. When you say my wife does not like, find out what she does not like. A woman is like a gas cooker. No, a man is like a gas cooker. A woman is like a hot plate. You know hot plate? Are people have raptured? A man is like a gas cooker. Once you strike one matchstick, wah, fire everywhere. And as soon as you turn it off, fire don't go be that. But you see a woman, she's like a hot plate. You turn it on, that's putting it on. It's warming, it's coming up. You can leave your frying pan on that fire, and you're still cutting your carrots and cutting your onions. It's not ready. But when that fire is ready, somebody that has got a revelation is already shot. When that fire is ready. Even when you turn off that fire, it can still fry an egg. But a lot of men, once they turn off their fire, they've forgotten that another fire is burning. That's why she's not agreeing for you. Go and find out. Have a conversation with her. See, if you get communication right, your entire marriage will be okay. For me, it's like the middle of the circumference. Praise the Lord. Are you learning? Women, they are like aeroplane. Once you enter the cockpit, you find over thousands of buttons. But a car is like a man is like a car. Steering, handbrake, leg brake, accelerator, motor don't go. I mean, obviously. But a woman, you learn to fly by instructions. Touch the red button. When it starts moving, touch the blue button. Lift the lever. When it starts flying, you must be instructed. See, this is where I'm stopping. But I have 3 more. One day, we will finish on it. But if you can practice just this 5, what's number one? Are you awake? What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? What's number four? What's number five? Put your hands together and celebrate Jesus.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.